You're very welcome back. And as the dust settles on the local and European elections, another campaign is in full swing. Voters in the north will go to the polls on July the 4th with 18 Westminster seats up for grabs. For the DUP, this election is potentially the trickiest in its history, while Sinn Féin will want to ensure that its recent electoral difficulties in the south don't spill over to its campaign in the north. To discuss what's at stake, I'm joined by journalist Amanda Ferguson and columnist and political commentator Alex Kane. Thank you both very much for joining us. Amanda, I'll start with you first. The DUP really is under a lot of pressure on a number of fronts, and not least the court case involving its former leader Geoffrey Donaldson. What impact is all this likely to have on the party's seat numbers and standing with the electorate?
Well, there's only 18 out of 650 seats that apply for Northern Ireland. So because of the small population, it's a small number of seats. Last time out, we had the DUP with 8 seats, Sinn Féin with 7, the SDLP 1-2, and the Alliance Party 1-1. Now, as you mentioned there, that yes, the DUP is probably under the most pressure of all the parties because of that ongoing court case featuring their former leader, Sir Geoffrey Donaldson. We also know that they're under pressure from hardline unionists with regard to the Windsor framework deal and the return to Stormont, and also perhaps from non-unionists over the recent impasse that saw Stormont collapsed for quite a while. Whenever it comes to Westminster elections, there's a feeling perhaps that Sinn Féin may like to aim for a hat-trick of sorts. They're already the largest party of local government and Stormont government. They may quite fancy the idea of being the largest party of Westminster. However, there's no pro-Remain pact this time. At the last election, some of the smaller parties galvanised around particular candidates, but there is no such arrangement this time. And as you mentioned, they may be mindful of what happened on your side of the border in the most recent local and European elections. However, that, you know, because of the two different jurisdictions, there's two different distinct kind of sets of competing arguments for Sinn Féin, depending on what side of the border it is. And there's no sense that in any of the polling that there's been leading into this that they're at risk. However, whenever it comes to Westminster seats, a lot of them are extremely marginal. You know, they're maybe a handful of votes in it, a couple of thousand votes in it, so it can be hard to predict. And because we've been thrown into a summer election, what impact will that have on proxy voting and postal voting? The fact that we're in the middle of the marching season, where a lot of people tend to go away on holiday in the first 2 weeks of July, that will also be in the mix as well.
And Alex, on that question of Sinn Féin, to what extent is it likely that their electorate experience is south of the border recently might impact on things happening in these current elections? And will they be happy really to retain their 7 seats, or are they hoping for more?
Well, I think they would love to get another 1 or 2 seats. Amanda said there are a lot of tight, votes out there in terms of and majorities and so on. So they might be vulnerable in 1 or 2 seats, and they would be looking at Foyle, which is presently, Colm Eastwood, the leader of the SDLP, has that. They would be looking to try and get in there and get that seat just to boost themselves. But in terms of whether we're going to see what's happening to Sinn Féin on July the 4th, something similar to what happened because it's a different set of circumstances, a different set of battles. And for Sinn Féin here, there aren't the challenges there are south of the border. And for Sinn Féin here, the vast bulk of their vote, as it is for the unionists, it's the headcount vote. People will vote for Sinn Féin, even if they disagree with them on some social, economic issues, as they will for the unionists. Because at the end of this, we come out of this election, all that matters to the parties and all ever has mattered to the parties is, did we get more seats than you? Did we get more votes than you? And internally, the battle between Sinn Féin and the SDLP, who won that? Sinn Féin will. And in terms of unionism, who wins the battle between the TUV, the DUP and the UUP? So you have almost, if you like, 3 sets of battles. You have the nationalist battle internally, you have the unionist battle internally, and then you have the squabble in those maybe 3 or 4 seats, which could possibly be, you know, change. And as Amanda's right as well, Sinn Féin, for them, holding their own is important. But if they manage to squeeze one more than the DUP, if they manage to get more votes than the DUP, then they will be very happy, because they will say to the Irish government, they will say to the British government in terms of the border poll, look how well we're doing. We're the biggest party in the Assembly, the biggest party at local government. Now we're the biggest party. We send more MPs to Westminster than unionism do. What about the terms and conditions for a border poll? So those are the issues. You're not going to be washed away by parties talking about, you know, schools and education and infrastructure, because while it may be manifestos, this will always be a simple, unadulterated, undiluted headcount.
Amanda, Gavin Robinson, the DUP leader, his seat in East Belfast, is he in for a battle there? And if he doesn't retain it, where does it leave him as leader of the party and indeed the future direction of the party as a whole?
It would be disastrous if the DUP lost East Belfast, because it's just their newly appointed leader's seat. It's an interesting election for the Alliance Party, because at the moment they have one seat in North Down with their deputy leader, Stephen Farry. So there is the possibility that they could come back with no seats, or the possibility that they could come back with three seats. They could come back with North Down, they could win East Belfast, and they may win Lagan Valley. So there's a lot at stake for the Alliance Party, particularly because they've emerged as the third major electoral force in the north in recent elections, so they will want to put in a good showing. And Naomi Long, the current Justice Minister, is really gung-ho for this sort of rerun of previous elections in East Belfast with the DUP. We know from the Alliance Party manifesto launched with the people who were on the stage, it was Naomi Long, it was Stephen Farry, it was Saoirse Eastwood, and it was Kate Nicholls. So they're sort of four main target seats for Stephen to try to retain North Down, for Naomi to try to win East Belfast, for Saoirse to try and take that Lagan Valley seat that's always been held by a unionist, and perhaps for Kate Nicholls to make progress, because I don't really think in South Belfast that Claire Hannah has too much to worry about, but Alliance will want to build in that constituency. And that sort of leads us on neatly to the SDLP. They currently have those two seats in South Belfast and Foyle. Now, strangely, even though Colm Eastwood has a whopping majority in Foyle, it feels as if Claire Hannah's seat in South Belfast is perhaps safer than his is, and okay. It would be disastrous for the SDLP if they were to lose their leader's seat. And of course, in this campaign, the Ulster Unionists have nothing to lose, because they have no MPs at the moment, and their best chance would seem to be in South Antrim with the former Ulster Unionist Party Health Minister Robin Swan. They'll be hoping to capitalise on his perceived popularity during the pandemic, and see if they can get back onto the green benches.
And Alex, just in terms of the overall bigger picture here, what would a Labour government led by Keir Starmer mean for the North?
I think, oddly enough and ironically, given the relationship over the years between unionism and the Conservatives and so on, to whom they would always be regarded as closer, I think if you look historically, unionism always seems to end up slightly safer and slightly more comforted when there's a Labour government in power. And I think they would, I think their view would be that Keir Starmer, if he gets a good solid majority, he will want stability. He will want stability everywhere. He will want to row back on the ongoing battles of the Irish Sea border. He'll want to row back on whether there are problems with the stability of the Assembly. So I think he will be minded. Certainly if you talk to the people who will be coming into the NI and so on, they will be minded to try and bring stability to Northern Ireland, to help unionists, not in terms of saying the border's going, but simply saying, look, can we help you with infrastructure? Can we help you with education? And so can we maybe quieten down the border poll conversation? So I think unionists will actually be quite happy to see a Labour government.
Okay, well, much to play for on July 4th. But for now, we leave it. Thanks to Amanda Ferguson and Alex Kane.